Thank you.
So,
Thanks so much.
first of all, Brooke, the film is called Judas Collar, which involves a tracking device put around the camel's neck. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and how you kind of discovered this practice?
Well, it was a writer, Alison, who actually discovered it. So I might hand over for her
Absolutely.
to give a bit of a chat about that.
Yeah, so I was actually working on a TV show called Outback Truckers as a director, and I was researching a new series which was called Outback Pilots. And came across a company that specialized in the use of Judas collars. And I thought, what the hell is a Judas collar? I'd never heard of it before. And I came to discover this was a scientific device that had a biblical name. And I thought that was really fascinating. So I looked into it, and what I found is these collars are used to track wild camels. Basically, camels were introduced into Australia to help build our desert railways. And once they were built, they were set free, and they've become overpopulated. So what they do is they find a camel, they tranquilize it, and they put a tracking device, which is like a collar, and it's called a Judas collar. Which then leads hunters to the herd. And the hunters come via helicopter and they shoot every single camel except for the Judas, the one that's wearing this collar. And that camel goes and finds a new family, a new herd, and the hunters return. And this happens over and over again.
Wow,
And
that's amazing that is what I mean. It's no wonder that it's called the Judas Collar. I mean, this is a question for either of you. The main character in the film is a camel called Sonic. Obviously, a big challenge of this film must have been attempting to kind of draw out the emotional world of an animal without any dialogue. How did you combat this?
Yeah, so when Brooke and I were casting the film, we went to a camel farm and we're looking at all these different camels. And Sonic's called Sonic because she tends to run off. And so we were told we can't use her, she's going to be no good. But we really loved the way that she looked. And so what we worked out is that if we took one camel away, if we took Sonic away from the other seven camels that we had on set, she would walk back to the herd. And if we took her a long way away, she would run back. So we
Wow.
would position the cameras in between Sonic and the herd. And then, so without using any harnesses or ropes, we could capture the actions. And we'd also use things like rustling pellets or calling Sonic's name or using another camel for an eyeline to get the actions that we needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brooke, I mean, this must have been such a substantial logistical challenge to shoot in a remote location with like a bunch of wild animals. What did you guys kind of do to kind of combat like especially the remote location?
Well, we had a very, very small crew. So everyone that was part of our crew was one of the it was a sort of rough and ready person who would be adaptable and versatile and would be able to work across not only their actual film job, but just sort of helping out and keeping an eye out on each other and making sure that we're all safe and that we're all comfortable and that we're all making our best work and having the best chance to. But it wasn't easy. I mean, we had you can imagine the camel truck is carrying carrying a float of six camels, and each of them weigh hundreds of kilos. And so we actually had, by the time that we finished shooting, we'd had eight flat tires. We had
Wow.
blown the head gasket on the truck, the camel truck carrying the camels. So we needed to get a replacement truck. That didn't work. So we ended up being given a truck by a guy who was called Doug at the Painsfind Roadhouse, which is it is literally a roadhouse about 6 hours away from Perth. And because of Doug's openness and willingness to just give us his truck for 10 days, we were able to complete the film on schedule. But yeah, it was no mean feat. Lots of thinking logistically and talking really thoroughly with a lot of the crew members to try and work out what was the best way to get everyone to work together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, taking a small crew definitely seems to be one of the best ways to do it. Now, I'm going to just ask you one last question. For the next 10 days, this film will be available to the general public, which is amazing because you guys in the film have already won a bunch of awards. Can you tell me where people can go and access this film and watch it?
Yeah, certainly. So one of the best places to access it at the moment is through our website, which is just www.judascollar.com. But you can also like us on our Facebook page, our Twitter, or our Instagram, and then you'll be able to see the links that come through over the next couple of days from really awesome collaborators and organizations that are supporting us while we're here in LA and internationally. So yeah, keep an eye out.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I'm looking forward to going home and binging it when I get home. And congratulations as well, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks so much.